Several other major cities that allow camping within city limits. In Seattle, camping is also legal except in parks. In San Francisco, an appeals court ruled last year that cities could not criminalize people for sleeping or camping in public areas if shelter isn't available. And in Portland, camping is only banned on public property and public rights of way.
Now we'll have to establish that the underlying conduct posed a hazard or a danger to someone before we can take any action.
As KXAN's Eugene Cho found out, that last part about camping still has many people worried.
Police Chief Brian Manley told the city council, under these new changes, if you set up a tent, say, here on Congress Avenue, police cannot make you move as long as you're not blocking the public right-of-way, an entrance to a business, or as long as you're not posing safety risks to yourself or others.
This is about the next student who will be groped, followed, assaulted, or possibly murdered in the West Campus area.
We were chased. It's not pleasant to be so frightened.
Some people worry about safety and what will happen to downtown streets since people can now set up tents without getting cited. But the mayor says the city manager has been directed to come up with guidelines later this summer for safe places to camp and other solutions for homelessness. He doesn't think a tent city will be an issue in the meantime.
I just don't think we're going to see that kind of thing happen over an 8-week period of time. If it does, then there's going to be a lot that we're going to be able to learn and apply.